Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Welcome back to Foxborough. It's a scorcher here today on Thursday.
Gotcha.
Seventh practice day. Eighth day into camp, but only seven practice days because they had Monday off this week. And a little bit of a lighter day. Pulling back a little bit.
Pulling back on the reins?
Yeah, pulling back a little bit on the reins. Pulling back on the leash, maybe, on these dog days of
Absolutely.
Camp, if you will. Because Bill Belichick has officially declared that the dog days of camp are here. But he went a little easy because the players had a practice last night. It was a quick turnaround for today's afternoon practice. So they were in shells today.
Yep.
And not only was the crowd in the stands a little bit sparse from what we're used to seeing, but the attendance on the field was as well, Paul.
Oh.
Players who...
They're dropping like flies.
They are. Guys who weren't on the field for last night's season ticket holder practice, some guys who left the field again today. If you have
I have it in front of me here.
The
seven PUP guys stay the same. NFI stays the same, and Brian Waters still remains away from the team. There's a long list of players that have been out. Three newcomers to that list. I will start with those three guys. Spencer Larson, Jake Beckett, and Matt Copa. First practice they've missed. But they are certainly not alone. Will Allen, Alfonso Gennard, Nate Ebner, Tony Fiametta, Tracy White, Jamie Richard, Vicente Shanko, mm-hmm. Brandon Lloyd, second practice in a row for him, Jonathan Fanene, second practice in a row for him. I should have mentioned at the beginning, Will Allen, second practice for him. So a lot of guys missing. Dan Conley, who missed last night's practice, did return. That's the only
one
guy
bright spot. Yep.
Who came back. So I think altogether we have 21 players out of 91, because Brian Waters does not count on the roster. 21 players not practicing in the course of practice today. Jabbar Gaffney and Deion Branch, about 10 minutes apart, left the field. Branch looked okay. Branch jogged off the field, was smiling, kind of waving at the crowd. Gaffney looks like he might have done a little something today. He was walking somewhat gingerly,
and there wasn't really any hitting
medical
today,
staff. Yeah.
So, per se. So it might have could have been heat related, because it was kind of sticky out there. We can't really speculate much further than that. But you're right; he did look like he was a little bit worse off than Branch was.
So that left the receiving core a little bit thin. Dante mm-hmm. Stallworth got a lot of run today, made some plays. Britt Davis got a lot of reps today as well. So something to keep an eye on those wide receivers a little bit. But yeah, it's getting to the point where a lot of guys have been missing, not a lot of guys coming back. So right now, as I said, 21 players. Patriots also signed. Matt Copa got nicked up last night in the stadium. They signed a tackle out of Temple, who spent, I think, one day with Miami. Derek Dennis, former Temple offensive lineman. He was out there today, but not yet able to take part in practice.
Right.
He'll have to sit a couple of days before he can put the pads on. So,
and in a way, lucky for him that this was a light practice, because
yeah,
it's not like he
anything.
Missed out on any quality reps.
Yeah. So that's basically the long and short of it. A lot of that's sort of the theme right now is the that sort of midpoint of you've been at it for a week here.
Yep.
Sort of a grinding kind of halt to practice. A very physical practice last night. Bill said he would be a little bit lighter today on the players, and he certainly was.
And the tempo was slowed down, and I think that may have affected a little bit of the energy level too, because particularly maybe about three-quarters of the way through practice, the quarterbacks just started, all three of them, Brady, Hoyer, and Mallett, all looked like they couldn't hit the ocean from a boat.
Yeah, and you don't know if that had to do with just the throws being off, the tempo being down, as you said, Eric, and maybe the receivers not quite where they would be normally if they were – going full bore, or if it's just a little bit ragged. I think it tends to be the latter. I think it was just it wasn't overly sharp today.
No.
And clearly, especially when Brady was at the helm, the ball was on the ground a lot more often than it usually is. They struggled a little bit, even in a two-minute drill, Brady's first two-minute drill at the end of practice. Second play got picked off by Steve Gregory that ended that drive before it really even got started. So, not the best day for the passing game. Defensively, it looked like they were causing a lot of incomplete passes. So mm-hmm. if you want to look at it from a bright on the bright side, I would go with good defense rather than bad offense.
And Darren, I think we saw, I think it was Brian Hoyer threw an interception, really bad pass in the end zone, intended for Matthew Slater, but it went directly. It almost looked like Tavon Wilson was the intended receiver because the ball went straight to him and he came down with it. And
yeah, Wilson had two picks today, actually. But, you know, obviously that one wasn't really caused by him. It was more Hoyer's misfire.
Right. But he made the play.
Right.
That's the point. Is, you know, that's he was brought in here. Second round pick. Yep. A lot's expected of him. He's going to have to make plays like that. He can't afford to have a drop in that situation. It was so, you know, right in his hands. You know, you mentioned Paul defensively. They made some plays. They were knocking some passes down. A little bit tough to gauge overall, though, the defense on a day like this because they're not going full speed.
Well, I said
they're
if you wanted to look at the bright side, I didn't necessarily say I was.
No.
That's not necessarily that's not necessarily my
MO. That's not what you do, no. special teams-wise, not a whole lot either. There was a kickoff team and some onside kicks that were worked on. Steven Gostkowski looked like he got sort of a veteran's day off. Chris.
And even going with the whole ragged look to practice, you know, Gostkowski didn't do the kicking toward the all. They had some 2-minute drills, then they had some situations where they would complete a pass, set up a field goal. Chris Copeland kicked 6 field goals. I believe he went 3 for 6.
Yeah, not a good day.
So even in that department to sort of finish it off, it wasn't quite as sharp as it has been.
So a little bit tired today. I think all of us, even those of us in the media, were a little ragged, you know, after 7 days. But guys, a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel because 1 week from tonight, we have our first preseason action.
And
5 days from now, the Saints come in for the double session practice. So there's some things to look forward to in the next few days, and including tomorrow when they get back on the practice field in the afternoon. Hopefully, we don't know this yet, but hopefully they'll put the pads back on and maybe it'll be a little bit more of a spirited session.
Yeah, and just to give you a little bit of a foreshadowing, the Patriots did announce, and for those of you who haven't heard yet, we'll be back at it tomorrow from 1:30 to 4. Saturday will be an off day. Sunday, 1:30 to 4. Mm-hmm. Monday is to be determined. So, as always, check with Patriots.com for the latest on that. Tuesday, as you guys mentioned, the Saints will be here, 1:30 to 4. Wednesday's practice will be a walkthrough with the Saints starting at 10 a.m. So that's
still
kind of
a good opportunity.
That's kind
for
of a look
to,
ahead for what's about to happen over the next several days.
So if you're thinking of coming, don't be disappointed that you won't see much action as far as you know, hitting and stuff, but you'll have a good opportunity possibly to get some autographs. So Wednesday.
Tuesday's the day you want to be here.
Sure.
Though. Tuesday's the day I think the competition level will be high against New Orleans, and I would imagine they would have a pretty full-scale practice that day.
Sure. So some things to look forward to, and we'll be here, as always, to cover it for you. And 24 hours from now, we'll have another podcast for you. For Paul Perillo and Darren Hartwell, our intern, we'll see you tomorrow. I'm Eric Scalabrine.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.